The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
People say I ain't no good, and I'm crazy as a loon. Cause I shave my head in the morning, and pick guitar in the afternoon. Just like old Chief and Charlie, I like to lay around in the shade. Well, I ain't got no money, but you better believe I got it made. Cause I ain't asking nobody for nothing if I can't get it on my own. If you don't like the way I'm living, just leave this bald-headed country boy alone.
What's up, folks? Thank y'all for tuning into the Josh Terry Podcast. We're at the makeshift Raising Grace Studios because we're still not in where the fuck we're supposed to be yet, but it'll be all right. We'll be there soon enough. I decided, since I'm tired of doing episodes by myself and just being a petty bastard alone sometimes, that I would invite one of my buddies back who just got back home from filming some more with Big Brother. So, everybody, round of applause for my guy, Mr. Cam Harden.
What's up, guys? Y'all doing all right? As if they can talk back to me.
I know, right? I do that shit all the fucking time. Like, I'm going to hear a round of applause or some shit. Thank you. As long as I'm getting one from you, I don't give a shit. So how was this last trip out here, dude?
I would say quick, but I was there for over 2 weeks. I was there for about 2 weeks shooting. It was all pre-recorded, so we didn't have to do a bunch of live stuff, which was cool because I actually got an opportunity to, like, hang outside the house and chill out in L.A. for a while and see a whole bunch of people that I haven't met yet.
Yeah.
And now it's like a big circle. It's like just being welcomed into a really cool reality TV family.
That's cool, dude.
So getting to meet all them was definitely the highlight of the whole trip. But
so the rest of the stuff that you did when you were there the first time, most of it's live, right?
Yeah, that whole thing. I mean, I was, you know, first time I was there, I was locked down in the house. Couldn't go anywhere. Even when I got evicted, I went to another house, which was super sweet, but I couldn't go anywhere, do anything, talk to anybody. No social media, no phones, no news, no radio. Just lost.
It's just got to be super lonely as fuck.
It is. It makes you good at stuff like this. When you have
to sit
down.
Well, you are already good at this shit.
Appreciate it. But like when you have to sit down and talk to people, when you can't look at your phone, when you don't know an answer to a question, when you don't know what's going on, like you literally have to carry conversations with people. And if you've never done it before, it's very obvious. And those people lack. So it's hard to go have a conversation with somebody that you wouldn't typically have a conversation with. And you just got to stab in the dark and be like, what is this motherfucker interested in? I don't know. What can we talk about?
Yeah, so first off, I look at my phone all the fucking time, and I know I should. I catch myself going back on video and be like, why the fuck are you doing that?
Right.
Like, all the fucking time. But
it's like a nervous tick after a while.
Yeah, it kind of just, I don't know, dude. Like you said, it's probably just a nervous tick.
I think it's the new yawning. You remember when you have a conversation with somebody, you just yawn, and they're like, hey, asshole, I'm talking here.
Yeah.
Now we look at our phones. We're like, are you about done talking? Because I don't want to hear what you had to say.
Yeah, see, I'm still learning this whole new, because like I've done a lot of shows in person anyway. Like we've done almost 500 shows, and I would imagine that the majority of them, at least 400 of them, probably about 300 of them have been live, like together,
right,
in person. But a lot of them have been through Zoom, but now I'm having to get used to a camera in my fucking face. And, like, what you're supposed to do, what you're not supposed to do.
Oh, shit, I get it.
Yeah, it's fucking weird. I can only imagine what it was like for you, dude.
People ask me, that's a weird, this random that you bring it up just so quickly like that, because I've been asked more over the course of the past week, what's it like being in front of cameras 24/7? And I never got asked that much when I left Big Brother the first time. And after having done this second show, now I keep getting asked. And you want to say, ah, you forget about it, but that would be a bad move if you forget the cameras are there. So, you know, I never really forgot that they were there. They were always very prevalent. And I was telling somebody the other day, I've been, you know, I don't sleep very well anyways.
You need a fucking only one, bro.
So I don't really know how to preface this, but I've been sleeping like shit even more. Like, I woke up the other day just like sweating, thinking I was on camera.
Do you think somebody's constantly watching you?
Yeah. I thought I was supposed to, I didn't know where my microphone was. I was supposed to be doing a live, like something live with two people, and I didn't know where the hell I was. I woke up just, it sweat down. It was crazy. And I haven't had dreams like that since I got out of the Army. It's like crazy.
Okay, so I can't relate to Big Brother or the Army, but one thing that a lot of people that has ever been locked up will tell you, that they'll have recurring dreams of being back locked up.
Oh, shit.
Like,
yeah.
Being to, like, you wake up some nights and you're like, you still think you're in on that cot or whatever.
Yeah.
Right? Is it like that?
I've never been locked up. But yeah, you're right.
Up. Yeah.
Yeah, you fall asleep and you feel one way. You wake up in the middle of the night thinking you're somewhere else.
Yeah.
And you can't shake it. It's weird. I've never had those dreams until like woke up the other morning. Just sweat down, 3 o'clock in the morning, like, where the hell am I?
When you went back out here this time.
Like, I woke up smiling. That was the weirdest shit. Like, I was like looking around, like, I'm supposed to be camera ready. So I'm supposed to be
fuck
stupid,
that.
Dude. It was so weird.
I get why you would have to.
Yeah. You're supposed to be just on, man.
Yeah, there's no way. I've said it. There's been people that have asked me a lot in the past couple years if I would ever do like something like that. And I think me and you've talked about this before.
Yeah.
I'm just not made for it.
That would be, what I did was the far extreme of what,
yeah,
I would think you would be good at, going on one of those reality shows like that. You would do good at one of those ones that's pre-recorded. You got kind of the thing that's going on where you know cameras are about to show up.
Yeah.
Let's start a fight. Let's start a conversation. Yeah. Let's start banging. Something interesting. Yeah. But like, when it's just 24/7 all the time.
No.
That's not you, dude.
Yeah. I would be so timid and shy that my personality would just fucking dwindle. It would eat me alive.
You go within yourself. Like,
yeah.
you kind of get lost sometimes and you don't want to talk to anybody or do anything. And that's the times when you like, you got to turn the shit on. You got to go do it. And it's like,
yeah, see, I have a problem, though. That's one of the reasons why, like, I was like, Cam's home. Let's get Cam to come help me with this shit tonight, because it's so hard for me to fake being on.
Yeah.
Like, I've done got to where now it's where if I don't feel like I want to do it that day, I won't do it.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's from working for yourself and your own schedule and everything for the past couple years. And it's just where, like, I had to knock some shit out today. And me and you even talked about this last time, because, like, I want you to start a podcast and, like, I want to be part of it as far as producing or whatever. And it's just so much easier when you've got somebody to banter back and forth with. And, like, you know, you don't have to hold the whole conversation or be all the content for it. Yeah, like, I just couldn't do it 24 hours a day. I would have to take constant breaks, mental health breaks.
And that's two things there. One, the fact that you can't get motivated to do a thing that you're passionate about. That's what people don't understand, how hard it is to do what you really love to do. And on top of that, the fact that you say you know you don't have the mental strength to do it sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean, that's honest. That's just straight honest. Dude. Like, you're pretty in tune with yourself when you know, hey, man, I can't get it done today.
Well, it's a difference. Like, I know I have to. Like, I know I have to put out 3 episodes a week. Like, I know I have to. And it gets to the point to where it's like, do I want to put out something subpar, or do I just want to sit back and be like, okay, I'll make some shit happen at the end of the week. Like, just jack myself up, just be in a better mood by then or whatever, and perform better. And that doesn't always happen. And then sometimes you're literally left with a day or two left and you got 3 fucking episodes put out. And it's like, nah, I'm not doing that anymore. Then that's one reason why, like I've said from the beginning of this, and it used to be Lee Tucker, that I was like, dude, if you would just dedicate yourself to an episode a week with me, one, we could branch off and build your own episode.
Mm-hmm.
But two, me and you would get so fucking good at it that we could literally fucking have break off. Lee have a podcast, I have a podcast, and we have one together that's shot once a week. And you are the same thing. Like, you are the only other person I've thought, oh, I could do this constantly with, because it's just such a good balancing act.
Well, I mean, yeah, we I think we compliment.
We do.
We don't get sick of each other, really. We just hang out.
And it's also too, like, we're enough alike that we get each other's point of view, but we're different enough too to make it interesting.
Yes. I was thinking about it the other day. Me and you were talking about the golf course a few months back. We were talking about shit like that.
Yeah. It's just a good dynamic. Like, I don't want to agree with you all the time. And if I do agree with you, I want to have a different point of view on why I agree with you than what you agree with on that subject.
Yeah, it's fun to catch you in the shitty mood sometimes.
Yeah, like right now.
Like, you're like, fuck it. I'm not going to agree with you. You make sound points and an amazing argument, but I don't like it.
Well, yeah, I don't. I don't want to fucking, I don't want to agree with you at all sometimes.
Nice.
And that's how, but, and like, I've had to make this, because there's been a couple women that I thought I could, you know, do a steady show with. And some of those women I think would be exceptional at it. But it's also, too, men, we have the capability of saying some shit to each other and it sounding like we're mad as fuck. And then move on the next.
Oh, and it's probably the biggest compliment we can give each other, too.
Yeah, like, we don't have to hold on to it. Like, if I disagree with you on something, I don't dislike you because I disagree. I value, you know, your opinion on it to where, fuck it. He's just as passionate about why he believes in this as why I don't. Yeah. Like, why can't we just be cool with it? And unfortunately, you know, and I'm not saying all women that have been on the show, because there's a lot that have been fucking wonderful. But a lot of them, if you go against what they're saying, well, they get big mad. Big mad. There are some men, too. But it's usually, like, the ones that aren't as confident in themselves.
Hmm.
Like, it's easy for me and you to be like, I don't agree with that. Or for you to call me out on something.
Yeah.
Because it's like, okay, we can sit here and we can take the criticism.
Yeah.
And we can make it make us better instead of breaking us down.
I think I said it last time, too. Like, confidence is a foreign language to someone with insecurities. They didn't even know how to speak the language.
Mm-mm.
I mean, you don't know it until you go learn it. You just got to figure it out.
Well, and that's one of the things, like, between growing up with sports, growing up with everything that me and you have wanted to chase and do, this shit just comes so natural. And it's not like we don't have to work for it, because we do.
Well, we're comfortable. I'm comfortable doing it. I'm comfortable being in front of cameras and microphones and stuff now.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me the way that I'm uncomfortable having to run the shit. But like the other day when we were in Alabama, somebody ran everything for me to where I just had to do my job. Hey, it was fucking great. I loved every second of it. And it's just like, okay, I'm putting this into somebody else's hands. Please make us look good. They made us look great. Shout out to Christina Marketing Photography. Made us all look fucking wonderful. Like,
that's
did a great job. And that's the first time, like, I've took this out of my hands. And it was hard, but I also realized I fucking need that. Like, I desperately need that. I need to go hire some, like, moron who doesn't want to work for any money that just thinks this is cool. Like, you know any of those?
Like an intern?
Yeah, like, I need a fucking intern. This is like, you know what? These guys are cool. I want to hang out with them. I want to go to Nashville. I don't want to get paid.
We'll get a dude. We'll find him. He's out there somewhere.
I'll guarantee you there's somebody else.
How's it going? Y'all, hey, look us up. We'll hook you up.
No shit. I do want to tell you, I appreciate you coming over here tonight, too, and help us finish off Toy Drive.
Yeah.
I know you helped last year with it.
Yeah, dude, I'm excited about this.
It's fun, dude, doing the drinking game and bullshitting with people, and especially, like, your social media is exploding. I think the only thing I have more followers on than you at this point is TikTok, and which that really doesn't matter. It's the quality of the people that's following you, really.
I'm trying to build that one. You do more videos of TikTok than I do. Mine right now is more so clips of things that I'm on, and I go do lives, and I'm starting to try to figure out a way that I can start doing TikTok videos like you do them, and I was going to ask you to help me
100%.
Figure those stuff out.
But I told you before you left last time, like, it just makes sense. Me and you don't have an ego problem. Like, I don't think either one of us wants to outshine the other one. I don't think that there's a competition between the two. I don't know how to say
it. I want to soak up.
Yeah, like, same.
I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
Same, like, and it's where I don't understand. Well, not that I don't understand. I don't see why we can't work together.
Yeah.
And both of us make some fucking money. Both of us do what the fuck we want to.
Just have fun. Do
take
stuff you're
pressure
passionate
off
about.
Of each other.
I like it.
Yeah, I think it just makes sense. So, and by the way, if anybody's wondering, even though this will come out Tuesday morning, and we should be done with the toy drive, but if any of you guys want to help, because we do got some more families we could help if it was easy. I know that sounds like shit to say, but like tonight, I don't think it'll be a struggle tonight. It hadn't been a struggle up this point, but Like, if you're a business and you want to sponsor a family and get in touch with them firsthand, I'll send you the email address to them. I'll send you their phone number. As long as you take care of them the same way we take care of everybody else, you ain't got to go through us. But tonight we'll be hopefully finishing off two more families. But we had over 300 fucking emails this year, and I chose only to do 15 families.
Damn.
Last year we did 30, and I was so stressed out by the time we were done.
I remember.
I didn't want to do it no more.
I remember. Yeah, you told me. You said, I don't think I can ever do this again.
Yeah, like it was. But also, like, I'm one of those people, and I know you're the same way with this, is if you have any type of following, I feel like you're supposed to use it, like, for good. Like, if you're making money off of social media.
There's a responsibility.
Yeah.
There's like a responsibility.
You got to give back.
Yeah. Give back guy. You know how you make stuff on TikTok? You get the gifts and the.
Yeah.
I follow all of my friends that do lives, and I don't even cash that out. I literally just pass the money around, and like the money guns and the galaxies and the roses and all the stuff. Like, I just want to support them, and it's been really cool trying to build that following, mm-hmm. because the more that I put back into their lives and what they're doing passionately, they're asking people to follow me and tagging me and stuff. And it's like, this is like a weird TikTok live community, like just of people supporting each
weird.
Other.
It's weird. I do mine different damn near than everybody.
Yeah.
I don't like the fact that let me say this the right way. I don't mind when people do it the way you're talking about it.
Right.
Don't mind one bit. It does not fucking bother me. I don't like the fact that TikTok makes money off of somebody giving you something.
Oh, yeah. Well, somebody's got to get it somewhere.
Yeah. I mean, but you would figure they make so much money off of advertisements.
Yeah.
And people that pay to fucking have their products and everything on there, that it's like, why would you be trying to take, you know, $50 from this person? Like, why wouldn't you just let them have it? Like,
yeah.
I get it. I mean, I get it. But at the same time, it's, I don't know, some of it's shitty to me. Especially like when you're doing fundraisers and stuff. It's hard for me because we do all of ours through like PayPal or Cash App, Venmo, shit like that. Or like I said, you can contact the family directly. Doesn't fucking matter to me. And it's just where I just don't like the thing that's where they're taking a piece of it that could be going to help somebody.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Put it that way, it makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, like it's just where it's now if it's just like you're doing battles, because I don't do those or anything. I don't knock anybody that does them. If I'm doing TikTok Live or I'm doing Instagram Live or whatever, I want it to be for a purpose.
Right.
I want it to be because I'm trying to do good, because I hate it. But it's probably because I did it so much.
I guess.
I've
done it 5 or 10 times. And I about got used to it. And I'm being in front of cameras and all this. That doesn't bother me. The weirdest thing is I had to open like fan mail mm-hmm. and stuff the other day. Yesterday. And it was so weird. I got so anxious. Like anxiety. Because my mom was filming me. I don't know why, where it came from, what it was, but it was just like not a normal scenario of camera. Things weren't adding up, and it didn't make sense in my brain why I felt the way I was feeling. And I was like, what is this?
Yeah, I can't film anything, a TikTok, a video, fucking whatever in public. Like, it gives me such bad anxiety. Like, I'll have friends that'll be like, hey, let's shoot this TikTok on Broadway. Or, hey, let's shoot this in some bar or whatever. And it's like, one, I'm having a good time. I really don't want to stop what I'm doing to film this. Like, and it ain't that I haven't done it. It's just when I know people are watching me, like in person, it gets kind of weird, dude. Yeah,
have you ever been roped into a TikTok dance, a group TikTok dance?
Fuck no. I don't know.
That's the worst.
I have never.
Oh, man. I got roped into doing one of them things the other day, and I felt so out of place.
Yeah. Well, I think I've made my brand and who I am such a mirror of me that people aren't gonna be like, let's watch them do Soulja Boy.
Like, ask Josh if he wants to do this with us.
Yeah,
the answer is no.
Yeah, they know I'm gonna be like, fuck you. Like, I don't want to do
Mm-mm.
that.
Mm-mm.
Now, like, there's some stuff on there that I think is fucking hilarious, like some of the trends and stuff. And I'll be like, okay, I'll do that. I'll 100% do that. But no. I won't be doing any. And I'm not knocking people to do. It's just, I know it's not me. It's just not me.
You ain't got to knock them. I know that ain't you at all.
Yeah, like I respect everybody.
It ain't me either.
Yeah.
But I've kind of put myself out there. I'm a nice dude. Yeah. So if I'm hanging out with people and they're like,
yeah, do you?
Hey, Cam, we do this thing? And I'm like, fuck, yes. All right, cool, let's go.
It's hard to say no.
Yeah, I just help. They want to do it, so let's do it.
Yeah, it's hard to say no. And I don't blame you for saying yes at all. Like, yeah. You are so much nicer than me.
Like, this is true.
I don't blame you at all for it. Like, I was telling somebody I did a show with not long ago. I was like, look, I make myself hard to love because, like, I've been burned so many times by people. Yeah. I want it to be where, like, if we end up being real close and you love me and I love you, I want it to be where, like, we can have difficult conversations. If bad shit happens between us, like, I want us to be able to talk it out.
You're right.
Like, and those other people are, like, fair weather people to me. I'm just tired of fair weather people in my life.
Yeah, or people that just, people can't get over their own shit.
Yeah, dude.
Not over something you did. Okay. Yeah. But they can't get over themselves.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that are so stuck in their ways that they'll never succeed or they'll never be happy. Because they don't realize, like, hey, all you got to do is get out of your own fucking way.
Yeah. It's tough because I got friends that I've made along the way here doing this. And it's like some of them I just haven't talked to, haven't heard from. I'd like to, but
yeah.
They're not in a headspace to where they and I could really sit down and hug it out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some of this stuff is still fresh for them. I'm lucky because I have this thing where I can just differentiate between something that's very personal and something that was done in a game or a TV show or something like it, that doesn't bother me. You did what you had to do. I'm actually proud that you did it. Proud that you did what you did. And we leave this, when we leave the football field, it's over.
Yes.
I'm gonna hug your neck. I'm gonna love you. You're my friend. That's it. And some people don't have that. Mm-mm. They don't have the ability to go, that's separate from this.
Yeah.
So well, I mean, I gotta let them kind of come to it in their own.
I don't want to be around anybody that's going to constantly, like, need to be right. Or if they are wrong, they, I don't know, dude, like, they don't handle losing well. They don't handle fucking being wrong.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Well, I want it to be where, like, if I make a mistake and you know that I'm making a mistake, I want you to come at me and tell me.
Yeah.
But I want you to do it in the right way.
Yeah, tactfully.
Yeah, I want you to pull me aside, or I want you to call me or text me when I'm not around anybody else. And I want you to be like, hey, dude, I don't think you should do this.
Yeah.
But if you go through with it, I'm not turning my back on you.
Right.
I'm just telling you what I'm going to have to do if you do this. Like, if it affects you at all. Right. It might not affect you. And a lot of people think if you come in or you say some shit like that to them, they're like, they're against me. Like, no, I don't want to see you fail.
No, the opposite.
Yeah.
They're trying to look out for you.
Yeah.
You're doing some shit wrong, man. Listen up.
Yeah, no shit.
The worst thing you can ever say to somebody in a situation like that is, I know.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as you tell somebody, I know, they count you off immediately, and they're never going to help you again. 100%. They're never going to give you more advice. They're never going to bend over for you.
Yeah.
They're never going to help you.
Never. Yeah, I've done got that way. But also, I've took a lot of hallucinogenics, a lot of mental health stuff the past... Fuck, since the beginning of summer. And my headspace now is like, I have just decided that if it is toxic, if it is drama, if it is bullshit, I want no part of it.
Oh, I leave it. And to say that, a lot of people say that. People that say I don't do drama love gossip. It's a weird thing.
I do not.
I can honestly tell you, and I know that me and you feel the same way, I legitimately don't do drama.
Oh, no, you don't.
I will step the fuck away. I will leave. Yeah. I will go. You will not hear from me ever again if your shit is too high. Bye.
Yeah.
I don't do it.
Yeah, I had to do some shit to get my headspace right. And I'm grateful for it. But also, like, I'm grateful for, like, the lessons you learn while you do it. Like, the other night, dude, not even gonna lie, did LSD for the first time.
I love that there's just coke going on behind you.
Is there coke going on behind me? I'm not doing those drugs.
Yeah.
I'm watching If you have not seen the show, it's called Dark Side of the Ring.
Yeah.
And it tells all the sad, fucked up stories that's happened, like, in wrestling.
This is
it's like
nuts.
Four seasons of it. Oh, my God. It's so fucking good. And it's not even, I mean, it's not even really that much about wrestling. It's about these guys and women's stories outside of the ring.
Just relationships?
Yeah, it's fucking insane.
Sorry, hallucinogenics.
Oh, hallucinogenics are great. No, I did LSD the other night, but I microdosed everything. So I started watching some documentaries, started reading some shit on how good that stuff is for your mental health and to have clarity. And the best thing that any of it has gave me is, like, if you don't need something in your life, it shows you pretty quickly. Like, we're the ones that ignore the signs of it, and we try to make shit work.
Yeah.
But sometimes, like, as simple as it sounds, sometimes, you know, square pegs aren't made to fit in round holes. And it's not that there's a problem with that person or a problem with you. You know, some people just don't fucking mesh, and they're just going to be bad for each other.
That's okay. That's it's healthy for both of you to go, this probably ought not to be a thing. Or just let it fall away.
Yeah, and
you don't have to put every single piece of yourself into something if it's not going to be right.
Absolutely not. No, I was
that takes away from you, and don't take away from you. Give, but don't take away from you.
Absolutely, dude. I was giving somebody an example the other day that I came up with for mental health, or just your life in general. Like, I came up with this also while I was tripping balls. Well, not tripping. Microdosing, you do not trip, everybody. It's healthy for you. It's good for your brain. But I feel like everything now in my life, every situation is Texas Hold'em. To where like, I know that I've got these two cards. I know those two cards are me. Everything that comes out on the river, I have to play accordingly. But I have to be aware that, hey, if it's so bad with the first three, and there's no chance of me winning, I need to get out of that situation.
Right.
But if it's not that bad, and there's still a chance for me to win, I need to push until that last card falls. Because that last card can either make or break you on everything.
It's a good analogy.
Yeah, so like, there's sometimes that you know you have to give up. But also, sometimes when you get dealt that last card, you got to know, hey, I don't need to play the next hand.
Yeah, probably let this one go.
Yeah, like, and it's when you start looking at shit like that, I don't feel like I have a loss with people anymore. I really don't. Like, people that want to leave my life or don't want to help or whatever, to me, it's not like they're the bad person anymore either. Mm-hmm. I've got it in my head, this just didn't work. And like, now that I know it didn't work, don't deal me in on the next hand that they're dealing.
Yeah. You know, you set up like your circle, like your family of people. And a lot of times, you know, in the back of your mind, like, that's this whole amazing thing's never going to last. It's never going to be this. Something's got to shift and fall apart and go this way. And these two got to go that way. And this one, you know, things can't stay forever. And I've seen the more that I stress over attempting to be the glue in a situation is harder on me. Like, I'm just falling apart, trying to keep everything at bay and trying to keep people together. When I didn't, that wasn't my job. Mm-mm. My job was just to be me. Your job is to be you, and we love each other and we're here. But you got to do your thing. I got to do my thing. We got to do this. I mean, I want to do it together, but we got to figure out how to coexist in this and move on.
Yeah, I think there's too many of us that have that hero complex that want to fix everything that's wrong in every situation.
Yeah.
And it is so fucking unhealthy. Oh, my God, it's so bad for you.
It's bad. I mean, it's bad all around, but it's definitely bad for you. Like I said, don't take away from you. Yeah. Give, but don't take away from yourself. If you're having to take pieces away from you to give it to somebody that's not going to repay that loan, then...
Preach.
You're doing it wrong, man.
Yeah, dude.
You're putting way too much trust in people.
Well,
and I love trusting people. I respect first, and trust is earned, of course, right? I want to trust that you're going to reciprocate the feelings of love that I have for you until you don't.
Yeah, that's the sad thing. There's so many people that don't. I mean, I know that there would even be people that, this is fucked up, but I know there would even be people be like, Josh saw Kim on Big Brother, and he decided he wanted to do stuff with him. Like, And that's not the case at all.
No.
But that's just what like everybody else will think. And if I ever let that get into my head, it's just like.
Well, you know what they say, don't you?
What's that?
Fuck them.
Fuck them. I say that quite often. Quite often. I'm a big fan of fuck it.
Yeah.
Fuck them, fuck it, whatever. His life's just too short, dude.
All of this has shown me some very interesting characters in people that I thought I knew. I thought I knew some people. And they're different.
Yeah.
They're different around me now. And I'm like, what are you trying to... It's just weird. I can't describe it. I can't put my finger on it sometimes. But it's like, they're like, you're famous, man. I don't even know how to talk to you. I'm like, bro, I was in your fucking wedding. What are you talking about, dude? I'm the same guy.
I hate that term famous.
Yeah,
you got people that just die for it. There's people that just want to be known so bad.
Yeah.
They want to, dude. And it's just, to me, I don't think I could handle fame. What I want is I want to do a job that is recognized.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do a job that I'm paid what I want to get paid. But as far as like, I don't need people coming up to me saying, oh, are you Josh Terry? Or people treating me different.
Yeah.
You've been around some of the guys with us in Nashville when you've been up there that are some of the most fucking well-known people in country music or in music general.
Right.
They want no recognition. They don't want to be treated any different than anybody else.
Yeah.
And that would be me. That would be me if I ever got to that point. I don't crave it. But the people that do crave it, you can just see that it's going to eat them alive. And I know that you don't.
Well, we talked about giving back.
Yeah.
And I know the people that stopped me, for instance, I went Christmas shopping today and I went in Target because they got good Legos. Me and Stevie love Legos, man.
I actually like Legos. Is what's funny.
They got good Legos, bro. And I was shopping, you know, for Christmas stuff. And you know, I got stopped about 5 times.
That's
just
cool.
People to say hey, and they just want to take a picture and see what's up. And I'm never going to shy away from that. I'm never going to be like, no thanks, whatever. Good. No. These people, like, literally took time out of their day, away from their family and their friends and watching other TV shows to, like, vote for me and go on their emails and, like, create, you know, an account and go vote for CBS. And it was like, I'm not going to.
Yeah, you definitely can't shit.
They just want to say, hey, man, I'm not going to.
Yeah, you definitely can't shit on the people.
No.
Like, you can't do that. But also, too, like, you like that. Like, you do. And I'm not saying that I wouldn't. I'm just saying that I don't, and you don't either. Like, you don't go into Target craving for somebody to come up to you.
No.
You don't feel disappointed if you go into Target and nobody comes up to you.
Nope.
Like, it's nothing you have to have.
It feels very normal. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, we're not people that have to have that attention.
Yeah, no. No, it's not me.
Yeah.
It's nice because it's like giving a Christmas gift.
Yeah.
It feels good to me to make them feel good.
Yeah. I want the money and the recognition and the power. Big on power. Without the rest of it. Like, I don't need the fucking, I don't need the rest of it. Like, but I know that they all kind of come hand in hand together. So it's kind of hard to want one without the other.
Balance it.
Yeah. I ain't having to balance shit right the second. But soon, this next year, this next year is the year. This next year's make or break. And I don't know. I guess I'm not stressed about it because I know what good shit's coming next year. But at the same time, it's just like, okay, got to buckle down, got to do right. You know, you being home, I'm going to try to include your ass into everything that I can. But also, too, before Big Brother, I was telling you.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted to do that anyway.
We've been wanting to do this for
I just think it makes so much fucking sense.
Yeah.
It does. It makes, you don't have people, I've said it, and I told you the thing with Lee. If I was given somebody that I could do shit with every week and build a rapport with,
right,
even better than what we have now, it's 2 bears, 1 cave.
Yeah, no shit, yeah.
Like, I know it is. Of course, they're fucking amazing.
Theo and Joe.
Yeah, exactly. I wish, goddamn. But there's so much dynamic there when you have somebody constantly going back and forth with. Oh, fuck it. And the thing is, neither one of us want to be the kink.
No.
Like, neither one of us are like, I got to get more screen time.
I just
want to
have a good
one.
Conversation.
Yeah.
It's a conversation. That's a podcast. That's all a podcast is to me.
Yeah.
There's people saying some things that are interesting and agreeing and or disagreeing with it and just pushing an idea forward.
Yeah. What's crazy is I was talking to someone about this the other day, and it's like, I've got a top 1% podcast in the world. Cam just got America's favorite. Everybody knows him now. He's blowing up. I was like, me and him, if we do this and we do it the right way, if it's where it works out that we can do it, me and you are going to fucking take some shit over.
Let's go.
I'm ready, Bubba.
Put your spurs on, bitch. We coming out
of
the
motherfucker,
gate.
I'm ready. I am ready. I'm finna
get, now.
I'm finna go get some of them cowboy cut Wranglers just to keep up with you.
Oh, yeah?
Fuck, no. I tried them motherfuckers on the other day at the Boot Barn because I thought they'd make my ass look good, like my legs and everything look good. Yeah. Man, I'd have had to go up three sizes just to get them bitches to fit.
Oh, you had the wrong ones. I'll take you shopping. We'll get straight.
Man, all I wear already is like Wrangler Retro or like Levi. I can't remember what Levi's I wear. I really like my Levi's too. But yeah, dude, I tried them fucking cowboy cuts on.
Yeah, we can set up.
That'll be okay. Because this year, I think I told you this other day, I should have media credentials this year for CMA, for the CMAs and CMA Fest. And, like, I can't think of anybody else I'd rather help me with that shit.
Let's fucking
Plus, go. NFR next year.
Fuck yes.
We will be.
You know, I watched it this year. Me and my dad said I watched every minute.
Did you? Well, next year, we will be part of it.
No way, dude.
Yeah, like.
Let's go.
Telling you. I have busted my ass, and I think I've worked with the right people, and I've helped the right people to where they know what I do. They like what I do.
Yeah.
They're down for it.
I see.
And so it's like...
I mean, like I was telling you about the stuff that I got going on at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
And like TV show stuff. And it all goes hand in hand. It's the same It's the same kind of stuff. It's all of those things can coincide.
Fuck
they all go together.
And see, that's what's cool, dude. You get some of these people, these social media personalities that... Whatever. Me and you had personalities before social media.
Yeah, we had to figure out how to get people to talk to
fucking
us.
Fucking shit.
We don't have a lot of qualities.
No.
So we had to figure out how to be, you know, conversational.
Yeah, I get drunk. I tell some dirty jokes. I drop some knowledge, some mental health shit on you every once in a while. I said that kind of piece of shit. Like, and you're just a really good guy. So I don't know how it's hard for you. You might have been a little shy.
Yeah, I was shy when I was younger.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, you solid.
You came out.
But yeah, dude, we're going to, I'm just
What's
excited.
Cool is you're going to come along for some of that stuff too.
I'm down, bro.
Because like a lot of the stuff that we're going to be doing is like fan driven.
Yeah.
So it's going to be us traveling around and doing a bunch of shit. But it's going to be stuff that fans are voting on us for to
go
do.
That's cool.
Like, one of the things that popped up was we're going to go, like, whale hunting in, like, in the North Atlantic.
Okay.
That's, like, some shit. I don't know. Somebody's setting that up. Some crazy hog hunts down in Texas. Hot air balloon in, like, Temecula, California. Going around, like snowboarding and shit in Utah. And, like, of course, skydiving. That was supposed to be
100% white people shit.
Just tearing shit out the frame. Yeah. Just the craziest shit we can go figure out to do. Without getting killed.
You had me till skydiving, not even gonna lie. I was all aboard.
I was just falling with style.
I don't care. I'd rather stand in style.
Can't kill me.
Fuck that shit. You can me.
Can't kill me.
Oh, that's my biggest fear. I've had like one reoccurring dream my entire life, and it's so fucking weird. But it's me, and it's like if you picture the Grand Canyon, and then you picture in the middle of the Grand Canyon, there's like one fucking pillar. That's just big around enough for two people to sit on it.
Okay. This is
but
getting interesting.
But
I like
it's
this.
In the middle of the fucking Grand Canyon.
Okay.
So, like, if you fall off either side, you're dead. Uh-huh. Or any of the sides, you're dead. Like, you're done. And it would be so hard to climb down it or whatever. Uh-huh. So, like, anything, and I'm petrified of heights.
You've been watching too much Ninja Warrior.
No, I've never. I know what that is, but I've never watched it.
That's funny.
No, I don't know what it is, but, like, anything to do with heights.
Really?
Fucks me up, dude.
I don't know. I've jumped out of some pretty good stuff.
Well, you kind of
never thought about it. Yeah, I never really thought about it. You just go.
Yeah, not me. I'm going to think for 5 hours about it. I'm going to shit and piss my pants. And then I'll be like,
you're going to have diarrhea for 2 weeks just thinking about it.
I've never, ever took a Xanax in my life. Never. Yeah. I shouldn't say never. The one time I did, it was when we went to Whitewater in Atlanta. And I was just like, I don't remember why I took one. I think I was just, I think I just got broke up with or some shit. And me and Gracie was going with her mom. And like I was like, I'm gonna be a fucking buzzkill the whole day. And I think I took a Xanax. And I rode every ride in that bitch, no matter how high it was that day, no anxiety or whatever. But if I go back now and I don't take something like that, my anxiety will get the best of me and fuck me.
You can throw me out of the nicest shit. You can shoot at me, you can blow me up, I can take a bear attack. But my mom offered me a Xanax when she was filming me open fan mail the other day. So we have two different things.
Yeah,
you can throw me out of anything. And I'm like, this is fun. See, and you put a camera in front of me with my mom, and I'm opening fan mail, and I was like, oh, shit.
I don't think I could do that either.
Oh, fuck. I was like sweating. It was weird.
I don't think I could do that either. I think that the fear of what they think bothers me so bad. Like, I couldn't do it.
There's no way. It's weird.
Well, you ready to get real weird?
Okay, I got to pee.
Okay, we're done anyway. So, guys, you can go ahead and piss. Hold on.
Two seconds. Okay.
So, guys, I just want to tell you this. If you want to help with the toy drive, when you hear this on Tuesday morning, the 18th or the 19th?
Yeah, 18th.
Today's 18th?
Yeah.
If you hear this on Tuesday morning, the 19th, I don't know if we'll have the two families finished off yet, but we have a couple more that are lined up if we get done to where maybe we help one or two more if we do over what we're supposed to. Plus, I'm going to challenge Cam to doing something stupid with me if we hit a certain goal tonight.
Oh, boy.
I just like doing a cold plunge or something.
I'll do it. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, like me and you go filming, fucking jumping in a pond or something. Like, I don't fucking know. Something besides for the alcohol we're about to put in our bodies.
Copy.
Yeah, so you guys help us hit that. Just hit me up on Instagram at JLTerry87. Also, go find my guy Cam Harden on everything. I'll let him drop his socials in a minute. But, guys, just thank you for a great year. I don't have many more episodes this year, but thank each and every one of y'all. Thank you for everybody in Alabama taking care of us last week. Cottonfield, Miss Kelly and Kevin and Ty and Anna with Pearl Promoting. And Miss Kim Lee's Insurance, Kim and Shane, thank y'all so much for housing us and all that good stuff. Thank you for everybody coming. It was a great time. And, just listen out for the rest of the stuff this year. And we've got a couple more for you. I'm going to try to put together a Christmas special. Christmas special, I hope, gets wild. Wild, wild.
Sounds nice.
It will be. Hopefully we can get you in it. Matthew Burton told me, by the way, that the next episode that I did with you.
Matt.
To have you come over or have him come over. So maybe, we can line some up with one more this year with everybody.
Done.
Anyway, drop your socials. Let's get the fuck out of here. And, dude, just thank you. Thank you for coming to help with this tonight because I'm not in the mood for it. But even like you just being here.
We'll get it right.
Just chilling.
We'll get it right. It's for the kids, man. It's for the families. We'll get it right.
All right, Bubba. Well, you say goodbye to everybody and drop your socials.
It's awesome. And, man, I love coming here and doing all this kind of stuff. So please look out for more of this shit. I love this. So follow me. Cameron.h.bb25 is my Instagram. That's my official. And Cameron Harden 44 is my TikTok, which is less, but we're building that. So
we finna build the shit out of it. Yeah.
44 is our number, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's weird that me and you both, that's just
Well, it wasn't mine until after school.
Yeah.
And that's what it was. I really liked Adam Dunn. You remember Adam Dunn?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, that big fucker. For some reason I always really liked it. And then Gracie wears 44.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just kind of came something to it. And 44 is one of them weird numbers you see, like, a lot of people wearing that you just, like, you never realized before.
Hank fucking Aaron, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Hank Aaron, man.
Reggie 44. Jackson.
Ray Harden.
Ray Harden? the greatest of them all.
The baddest motherfucker alive.
That's his dad, by the way, who was a great coach to all of us. Shout out, Pop. He's just a fucking great dude. All right, folks. Well, I love each and every one of y'all. Thank you for everything. And we'll see y'all later. Thank you for listening to the show.